Bullying has been an issue for as long as I can remember. I was a victim of it myself when I was in school, and unfortunately, I was also a perpetrator of it. I believe there are many people that are in that category. I don't think very many people out there are solely victims or solely just bullies. Typically, a bully is going to be somebody that's being victimized outside of school anyway, whether it be from a family member or older relative or something like that. As far as the policy, the way it's handled in the school system, the zero tolerance policy is, you know, it's a nice, firm, you know, fist to the grindstone way of handling it, but unfortunately, it doesn't get the results that it's out to get. I mean, punishing the victim and punishing the bully because bullying is happening isn't a good way to go about it. I think that we need to teach all of our children, whether, you know, they're shaping up to be bullies or, you know, they end up being victims, we need to teach them all that everybody has self-worth, everybody has value to add to society, and nobody out there has any reason to be picked on or to be, you know, beat on or anything like that. I mean, we're all humans. We're all people. We honestly just need to get along, as cliche as that sounds. But I think that the policy needs to be more about educating the children, not so much as, you know, identifying what bullying is and steps 1, 2, and 3, how to prevent it. But let's start educating our children and instilling in them a sense of character, a sense of moral and social responsibility, and start educating them into building the character that they need to survive in the adult world. Because bullying has no place in the adult world. I mean, at that level, it becomes assault, slander, libel, you know, battery. I mean, those come with real serious consequences. I think we need to nip it in the bud at a young age and start instilling a good sense of character in our kids.